Hello. Did you do well in your exam?
同学们好，你在期中考试中成功吗？
Now let's come to Unit 8.
下面我们进行第八单元。
Unit 8. I was not here yesterday.
第八单元。昨天我不在这儿。
I was not here yesterday.
请注意，在这句话里面出现了一个新的词汇，是 was, W-A-S。我们以前学过 I'm here
now.
我现在在这里，是 I am.Here. 而刚才的呢，是昨天我不在这儿。注意，这个地方没有用 am, 而用了 I was not here yesterday. 那么这个 was, 这种语言现象，就是我们这个单元在学习过程中特别要注意去观察和掌握的。
Now, first please look here.
那么现在显示在大家面前呢，是一个日历牌
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday。
英语的星期的名称在许多地方就用前面三个字母做它的缩略形式。
For example, S-U-N is short for SundayMON is short for Monday, TUE is short for Tuesday, and WED is short for Wednesday, THU is short for Thursday, FRI is short for Friday, and SAT is short for Saturday. Red days, Sunday and Saturday,are red days. Sunday and Saturday are holidays.
那么假日用红色的。那么这个地方为什么用红色的呢？
Yes, October the 1st is our national day.
那么我们大家知道10月1号是我们的国庆节。所以也是一个红色的日子，是一个假日。
Then, please tell me what day is it today?
那么今天是星期几呢？ What day is it today?
Look here.
假设现在是10月19号，星期五。So what day is it today? 那么今天星期几？ We say today is Friday.
Today is Friday.
What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 明天。
What day is tomorrow? 那么明天是星期几呢？
It is Saturday.
It is Saturday.
Today is Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday. What day was it yesterday?What day was it yesterday? It was Thursday. It was Thursday.
那么在听刚才的这几句话里面呢，大家发觉又出现了 was.
What day is it today? It's Friday. What day is it tomorrow? It's Saturday. What day was it?Yesterday. It was Thursday. W-A-S was.
那么我们要用我们的想象力，那么为什么这个地方用 was? 对，有的同学就说 yesterday, 昨天啊，那么昨天这个地方的 is 就改用为 was, 那这个语言现象 在英语里面是怎么用一个名称来解释它的呢？这是我们这个单元要学习的要点，请大家接着继续观察。在刚才里面出现了这样三个词 today, tomorrow, yesterday。 today 是今天， tomorrow 是明天， yesterday 是昨天。今天是指的现在， tomorrow 呢？对，是指的未来，将来。 yesterday 是指的过去。那么大家有这样一个概念了，现在，将来，过去。好，下面接着继续观察。 Today is Friday, October the 19th. It is Friday. It is Saturday tomorrow. It is Saturday. 那么这个呢，是一般现在时态。Yesterday 是表示过去的时间。What day was it yesterday? It was Thursday. It was Thursday. 那么这个呢，就是表示的一个过去时态的动词形式。那英语里面呢，表示过去时态的动词形式，我们把它叫动词的过去式。So here, was is the past form for is. Was是 is 的过去式形式。were, were 是 are 的过去式形式。Well, 那么我们从本单元呢，就要学习一个新的语法现象，就是动词的一般过去式。如果说自己过去式或者某个人过去式的时候，这个时候动词形式就不利用其现在式 am, is, are。要用它们相应的过去式。am 的过去式是 was, was。例如，我现在是老师，但我过去是学生。那么现在式我们用 I am, I'm a teacher, I'm a teacher。那我过去是学生，还能不能用 am 呢？不行了，就要用 I was a teacher, I was a teacher。So was was is the past form of am。 那么 am 的过去式呢是 was。 例如今天天是晴天， It is fine today. It is sunny today. 那昨天呢是下雨，那么昨天下雨呢，能不能用 is 呢？不能，我们要用 It was raining. It wasraining, it was raining. So was, was is the past form for is. 例如，我们今天在学校， we are at school today. We are at school today. 我们昨天在农场，那这个地方还能不能用 are 呢？不行，要用 are 的过去式。刚才我们说了 are 的过去式是 were, were。 那么昨天我们在农场应该说 yesterday we were on the farm。 好，那么在前面呢，我们就介绍了 am, is, are 的过去式形式。但如果表示过去的状况的时候，这个时候就不能用 am, is, are， 要用其相应的过去式形式。好，下面我们看这课的开始的一个资深的报告。What day is it today? What day is it today? It is Friday. What day is it tomorrow? It's Saturday. And what day was it yesterday? It was Thursday. 那么通常在开始学过去式的时候呢，老师经常都要每天都要问啊，今天星期几，昨天星期几，明天星期几，为了让同学得到一个锻炼的机会。那我们现在呢，也开始每天要同学之间要互相问一下，今天星期几， 明天星期几，然后是昨天星期几，这样呢可以不断的让自己得到一种实践的机会。所以值日生报告之前呢，老师向他提了三个问题。Now, what about his report? 那么他的报告内容是什么呢？ Look.
Good morning, everyone. I'm on duty today. Today is Monday, October the 15th. Everyone is here, but Jim's away. I think he's ill. I hope he's better tomorrow. Thank you.
那报告的内容首先是问候 Good morning, everyone.
I'm on duty today. Today is Monday, October the 15th.
通常说星期几几月几号，那么通常把星期几放在前。
Today is Monday, October the 15th.
今天星期一是10月15号。
Everyone is here, but Jim is away. Everyone is here, but Jim is away.
请注意英语的一种表达的一种习惯，和做他的语言的一种思路。他首先是全盘肯定。Everyone is here. 全部都到了。那既然全部都到了，那就不存在问题了。但是他后面又有一个解释。Everyone is here, but Jim is away. 实际上全部到了没有呢？
没有。
实际上就是 Jim 不在，其他的人都在。
So everyone is here but Jim's away means Jim is not here but the others are here. I think he's ill. I hope he's better tomorrow.
我想他是生病了，我希望明天他会好。
Thank you.
好，这是有关那个值日生的报告内容。那么值日生报告的时间是星期几，我们把它定一个位。好，暂且我们把它定在是星期四 Thursday。 也就假定呢是值日生报告的日期是星期四。他报告的内容里面有这样一句话，
Everyone is here but Jim is away。
Now, everyone is here, but Jim is away. 现在全体人都到了，但是 Jim 不在。首先全部肯定，然后从中呢把它区分开。这是英语的语言的一种思维习惯。它的意思实际上相当于 Jim is not here, the others are all here. 就 Jim 不在，其他的人呢全在。请注意日期，这是发生在星期四的事。好，假如现在星期四过完了，到了第二天，现在呢是星期五了。那么到了星期五的时候，就发生了这样一段对话。
Where's your composition, Lily? Where's your composition, Lily?Sorry, Mr. Wu, I was not here yesterday.
那这个方 Lily 呢，他是昨天没有到学校来了，他表示道歉，然后说
I was not here yesterday,
昨天我没到校。注意这个方用 was.
Yes, I remember.
哦，我记起来了。
You weren't here yesterday
You weren't here yesterday.
Weren't 是 are not
的过去式形式。
Were you ill?
你昨天是不是生病呢？
Were you ill yesterday?
Were you ill yesterday?
Yes, I was a bit ill.
是的，我有一点不舒服，我有一点生病。请注意这个对话里面的出现的
Was not, weren't, were, was,
出现了动词的过去式形式。那由这段对话我们可不可以得出这样一个啊学习性的一种发现或者一种结论性的东西？在英语里面就是表示描述过去所发生的事情的时候，动词呢 通常要用它的过去式形式。对，这就是我们通过自己的学习观察，然后提出问题，然后又通过自己的学习去解决这个问题的方法。啊，通过观察我们知道，就是凡是描写在过去所发生的事情的时候，动词通常就用它的过去式形式。好，这是发生在星期五。那么星期五呢，就是他的作文没交。老师问他怎么没交，他说因为昨天没上学， I was not here yesterday。 然后老师表示关心，就说 Were you here yesterday?
Yes, I was a bit ill.
是的，我得了一些病，我生了一点小病。 Then, what does the teacher say? 那么老师紧接着怎么说呢？ Now let's look.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're better now. I'm sorry to hear that 是英语里面使用很多的一种常用语，意思是听到这个我感到很遗憾。
I hope you're better now. 希望你现在好了。
Yes, I am. Thank you.
紧接着下面老师向他提出一个忠告或者劝告， You'd better finish your homework soon and bring it next Monday.
You'd better 后面接原形是表示你最好应该怎么干。So you'd better finish your homework soon and bring it next Monday, certainly.
那么最好你赶紧把你的作业做好，下个星期一带来，
bring it next Monday.
Certainly.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're better now.
You'd better. Bring 是这段对话里面要注意的要点。
I'm sorry to hear that.
通常用于对对方的同情和表示关心。如果听到对方生病了，可以说 I'm sorry to hear that. 如果听到对方的什么钱包丢了，也可以说 I'm sorry to hear that. 以示对对方的一种慰问。
I hope you're better now. I hope
是经常用于表示自己的希望和愿望的。
I hope you're better now. 我希望你现在要好了。
You'd better.You'd better 这个 d 是 had 啊，在这个地方和 you 的省略形式，这 you'd 是 you had。 You had better 后面跟动词的原形，表示你最好应该怎么做。 So you'd better finish your homework soon. 你最好赶紧把作业完成。
Bring B-R-I-N-G bring 是拿的意思，
但是它有个方向，通常表示拿来。
Bring it next Monday.
下个星期一把它带来。
Certainly.
Alright. So you'd better 表示对对方的一种建议。Okay. So you'd better read it carefully again. 那么你最好把这一段呢再认真的读一下。那么特别注意关注就是动词的形式。Okay.